This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope that you are eager to spend some time with God this morning. You know, there's some people that you just can't wait to see and spend time with. And there's others that you kind of groan at having to spend time with. Or others you just don't really care either way. But the people who matter the most to you, the people you love the most, you love spending time with. And that's how it should be with God. Not just a duty you have to read your Bible or have a quiet time each day, but rather the excitement of talking with the one that you love the most. Because think of what he has done for you. He loves you. You love him. And that is the beginning of a wonderful relationship. And you grow that relationship through time spent together. We're reading through John and making comments, and we come today to John chapter 2, verse 13. It says, "And the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast with them. And he found in the temple those who were selling oxen and sheep and doves." You can just imagine the noise of all those animals and the noise of people shouting out for people to buy their things, and the money changers seated, because there was special currency you had to use in the temple. And he made a scourge, a whip, out of cords, and drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He was really angry, really upset. And to those who were selling the doves, he said, "Take these things away. Stop making my Father's house a house of merchandise." His disciples remembered that it was written in the Old Testament, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Jesus was fulfilling that word of prophecy in the Old Testament. You can see the passion in him, can't you? The passion for God, his Father. He's so upset that people have taken a place that should be meaningful for worship of God and made it into something that's just about making money. Today, we should be passionate about God too. We should be passionate when we hear people using his name as a curse word, when we see things that matter to him being treated lightly. The Jews therefore answered and said to Jesus, "What sign do you show us, seeing that you do these things? What proves that you are a prophet of God to give you the right to do these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews therefore said, "It took 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking of the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken. You know, a lot of times in Jesus' ministry with the disciples, he pointed forward to his death and resurrection. He wanted them to know that it wasn't an accident. His life wasn't taken from him. He knew it was coming, and he headed towards it. He came for this purpose, to die for you and me. You know, this passion of the Lord Jesus for God his Father and for the ministry that he came to do by dying on the cross is what drove his life. And you too need passion in your life. Don't allow yourself to be sapped of the energy of life by just going through the humdrum of daily activities without purpose. Ask God to reveal to you what his purpose is for your life, and then go at it with passion. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.